How long is the president's speech at Yuma, Arizona, Friday, September 24th,
1948? The state of Arizona is proud indeed today to welcome to our midst the man who has acted as president of the United States for the last 3.5 years and who will occupy that presidency for the next 4 years. I present to you, His Excellency, the President of the United States, the Honorable Harry S. Truman.
Governor Harvey, Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, fellow Democrats of Arizona, it certainly is a pleasure to be here. And I'm happy indeed to see so many of you out here this afternoon. I feel like that's a wonderful tribute to the President of the United States, and I accept it as such and appreciate it. I'm acquainted with the history of this region, know something about it. I've spent a lot of time talking to your two senators about it, and they've told me a great deal about it. And I learned something from the books, too. Arizona was settled by men of courage and imagination and vision. I know that you have the same vision and courage that your forefathers had. I know it because what you have accomplished in recent years in developing and using the resources of this great state. The issue in this campaign is whether men of your caliber will be allowed to move forward in natural resource development or whether you will be blocked by powerful interests who want to use the resources of this country for their own profit. This election will decide whether we have a federal government that will work for the full development of the West or whether the government will be controlled by men who obey big business interests in the East. The Democratic Party has always stood for the full development of the nation's resources. Under Democratic administrations in the past 16 years, this country has moved further ahead in natural resource development than in all the Republican administrations for the last century. And those developments have been for the benefit of the people, and not for a few special interests. The Yuma Reclamation Project is the type of project which the Democratic administrations are building all through the West. The Yuma Project and the Gila Project and the All-American Canal Project are being directed from your city of Yuma. In all, nearly $140 million will be spent on these projects. And as a result of these projects, 800,000 acres will receive irrigation and water. The Republican Party has consistently obeyed the will of the special interests in blocking the development of the West. They want to keep it an economic colony of the East. They want to have these developments in the hands of special interests and big corporations so they can skim the cream off your own labor. The Democratic Party doesn't believe in that sort of stuff. This is proved by the efforts of the Republican leaders to cut the reclamation program by more than half. That program was saved from destruction by the Democrats in the Congress and by the protests of you people in the West. You know, they took a meat axe to my recommendation for reclamation in the West. And the chairman of the Appropriations Committee sent one of his Republican friends out here to see how much more he could take off. And he met some of his Republican friends out here, and they raised so much fuss about it, he was afraid to cut them anymore. And I succeeded in getting most all of it restored. Well, you've got three choices before you in November. You can vote for the vested interests who have poured millions of dollars into this campaign to capture Congress for their selfish profit. And if you do, it'll be at your own expense. You'll be voting against yourselves. I'm not only asking you to vote for me, I'm asking you to vote for yourselves and your own selfish interests. You can stay away from the polls and allow a minority to elect the same group of men that control that do-nothing Republican 80th Congress. You see, 1/3 of the people went to the polls the last time. 2/3 of them stayed at home. You see, the farmers are fat and rich. They have the biggest income they ever had in their lives, or ever had in the history of the country, for that matter. Everybody was at work. 61 million people had jobs in this country at good pay, and they were just too lazy to go and exercise their right of franchise, and they got a bunch of birds in the Congress that tried to cut them to pieces. And if that's what you want, then stay away from the polls or vote the Republican ticket. I don't think that's what you want. I think you'll go to the polls and elect a good Democratic Congress, just as you have done in the past. And I think you will vote the straight Democratic ticket and keep the country in safe hands. If you do that, the government will be in the hands of those who have the interest of the people at heart, not the interest of the special interests. Keep that in mind. Also, you'll make it a lot easier on me. I won't have to face this housing shortage. I'll have a place in the White House. A place to live. I wonder if you'd like to meet my family. Miss Truman. Margaret is coming out, darling. She can't be disrespectful to her mother while they're still cheering her. She come out again directly.
I'm the chairman of Yuma County.
Well, it's nice to see you, sir.
We have a group of boys at the JC that would like to...
Hold on, let me get up back. Let me get here.
All right.
You know, I'm getting there. I met
you at the time that you went into the Senate and sat in your
seat.
You told me you flew over this country. It was the only time you came through.
That's right.
You remember?
Where are the
Spurs? Where's the Spurs?
Here we come.
Where
to go on with you, Mr. President? Or you
President, this is the best county chairman in Gila County, Collector Custis, Wade Merlin.
Got your name on him, President. Hi, cowboy.
You're right.
What do you think? Appreciate very much this presentation which you've just made to me of a pair of Spurs.
Silver.
They have good rowels on them, too. The people in Kansas or Nebraska, I think, gave me a set of silver spurs on the other trip. But they didn't have any such rowels as that. I can really spur the Congress with that.
Good evening, Hubbard's my name. We're the only
newspaper in the state of Arizona.
I'm not going. No, man.
You did a good job anyway.
No, he says that. be back.